back in 2013, the Boulder County Latino History Project brought together Latino high school and college students, along with almost 100 volunteers from the community, in a bid to conduct oral history interviews. And they started with more than 40 interviews done with a diverse array of local Latinos. Over the years, the project has grown to document the rich history of the Latino community, and not just in Boulder County, but now throughout the state. Well, they're hosting an event this coming Sunday to speak about the project and to tell some of the stories that they have been gathering. It's happening Sunday at the Boulder Public Library. KGNU's Rosanna Longo spoke with Jason Romero, who's a director of the Latino History Project. He also teaches Chicano Studies at the Strive Prep Smart Academy in Denver.
So the Latino History Project originated in 2013, and at that time it was actually a project that was very specific to Boulder County. And at that time, really what the project focused on was collecting the histories, the stories of local Latino families. And so I was actually an intern at that time. I had just graduated from CU, and I was an intern. I was one of the videographers who went out there and recorded a lot of these stories. And so that was a really cool experience for me, just to be a part of all of that initial work for the Latino History Project. And then over the past few years, the project has really begun to focus on different communities outside of just Boulder County. So at this point, the Latino History Project has gone to places like Pueblo, Trinidad, the San Luis Valley, Alamosa, and this summer we're actually going to be heading to the Roaring Fork Valley. And the work that we do is collecting the stories, images, artifacts from local Latino communities, from local Latino families, putting that on the Latino History Project website, and then running community and teacher workshops in those different communities in order to get this history out into the classrooms and to the students in the community. So it's a really cool project, and a lot of the work that we do is with K-12 educators. And so as a Chicano studies teacher, that's been really important for me because I've used a lot of these resources in my own curriculum. So even things that are local to Boulder County, things like the KKK and some of the different things that happened around that here in Boulder, and how that targeted Latinos in this area. And those things were, I mean, very shocking to a lot of students, but it also got them really engaged with learning their own history, their own stories.
It's important. It's really important to understand and to center yourself, especially when you have been, in a way, a community, ethnicity, race that have been always, mistreated. To understand where you come from and to understand that many times these situations have been repeated again and again.
Right.
To, really feel empowered. But what I would like you to explain to me is something that I learned long ago from Marjorie McIntosh. Mm-hmm. She, spearheaded this project.
Right.
And I was super lucky to interview her a couple of years ago. And she really explained to me that one of the hardest things that she learned through her research is that the damage that our students of color got at the beginning of their young lives was really done at schools because of the lack of knowledge of their own personal background and their own roots, and that by doing that affected them in a such deep way.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was my experience. I'm a Chicano from Pueblo, and growing up I never learned my history in school. I never learned about even the larger narratives, things like the Mexican Revolution and the way that impacted the experience of people in the Southwest. Those were things I never learned in school. And so when I got to college, I had the opportunity to major in ethnic studies. And in that process, I deeply learned my own history. And that really allowed for me to, I think, undo a lot of that damage that had been done. My first year here in Boulder, when I would walk around campus, I would never see anybody who looked like me. I felt so separate from everything that existed in this community where I knew that I belonged. I had at that point already learned the history of Los Seis de Boulder and other people in the Chicano movement because of people I had met in Pueblo. And those were really the ones who inspired me to come to CU in the first place. And so it was really learning my own history, learning about people who were from places like where I was from, people who looked like me, and seeing what they had done that inspired me to even come to college in the first place. And then from that point, to go back into the classroom and share those narratives with students, because I remembered how powerful that was for me. When I learned those stories, I felt like I belonged. I felt like I was connected. It just gave me a different sense of self. And that was, I mean, I was addicted to that feeling. And being able to hopefully do a little bit of that through the Latino History Project and in classrooms, I mean, that's what really, I think, drives this project and drives me in my work with this project.
So we have been talking with Jason Romero. Jason Romero has come also to talk to us about this wonderful event that is happening in February. The 23rd is a Sunday, and it's from 2 in the afternoon until 4 in the afternoon. It's going to be hosted by the Public Library, so it's going to be in the main branch in the Canyon Theater, and this is Sunday the 23rd from 2 to 4, part of the Boulder County Latino History, and it is a special Latinx history event organized by Families of Color Colorado with the Boulder County Latino History Project, and it is open to the public. Would you speak about that, Jason, the importance of this program that you are bringing and the speakers that are going to be talking to us?
Yes. So we're really excited for this event. There's going to be three speakers that we're having. It's going to be emceed by Linda Arroyo, who was one of the original members of the Boulder County Latino History Project and has been involved since the very beginning. And so three people are going to speak, Linda, Tom Martinez, and Phil Hernandez. Linda is going to talk a little bit about an overview of local Latinx history, talk about the presence of our community in the Grass Grove neighborhood from about the 40s until the 80s. And then after that, we are going to have a presentation from Tom Martinez about his mother, Emma Gomez Martinez, who was an advocate, a businesswoman, an extremely, extremely important member of, or important figure within local Latino history. So he'll be there presenting. And then after that, Phil Hernandez will talk to us a little bit more about migration. And it's very intentional that we use the word migration to describe the movement of people from Mexico, northern New Mexico, southern Colorado, into the Boulder County area, as well as talking about the forced repatriation of our communities, forced deportations that have started in the 1930s and have continued to happen all the way up until the current times. So we'll have those individuals speak, and then we'll kind of honor Marjorie McIntosh, who's the outgoing coordinator of the Latino History Project, and we'll have some questions and answers.
An event that is happening, again, it's in the main branch of Boulder Public Library that's located at 1001 Arapaho Avenue in Boulder. And this is going to be at the Canyon Theater, Sunday, February the 23rd, from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. And it has speakers, and it has, you know, also a moment of reflecting on the complexities of our history here in Boulder County, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be an event that will, you know, bring us together.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're definitely excited. We hope a lot of people are coming. We've done work at the Boulder County Library in the past, and so we really encourage members of the community to come out to hear, to learn, and to participate in this community event.
If you want to have, you know, a last thought, it would be nice to wrap it up.
For me, it's always important to recognize the land that we live on, the history of the land, our own personal history, so that way, as we begin moving forward and trying to construct a better society, a better tomorrow, we can truly create a world where many different worlds can exist.
For KGNU, Rosana Longo.
That was Jason Romero, who is the director of the Latino History Project. Once again, that event, Boulder County Latino History, telling our stories. It's happening Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Boulder Public Library main branch.